The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
3 minutes, 30 seconds in the game. Buffalo at the Chiefs. They're down three. If they go score a touchdown, Jason, I think they win this game. Now, it didn't play out that way, right? We know. Fourth and five. Here comes the blitz. And Allen throws that pass to Dalton, you know, Kincaid. I don't even know how the hell he got it there.
Close. Yeah, unbelievable.
And it hits his hands. And, you know, now everybody's saying, well, Mark Andrews missed one, and Dalton Kincaid missed one. But was that the key to this game? Like, was that the deciding factor in your mind? Or was this simply at the end of the game, the Bills couldn't get off the field when they needed to give their offense another shot? Kansas City got two first downs. People forget. Like, they think that's the last play, and it wasn't.
You have to be perfect to beat them in Arrowhead with the season on the line, or near perfect, right? Like, Cincinnati wasn't perfect for a half, but they were for one half, but they were pretty much perfect in the other half. You know, could you catch them very early in Mahomes' career when he was still, you know, not quite as chiseled and hardened? You could, but I mean, to beat this version of Mahomes, like, the first quarter that Josh Allen played, like, you're probably not going to win. Like, he's lucky he didn't turn it over multiple times. But, like,
Jason, real quick, were you surprised he was nervous? He was nervous.
Yeah, he was sped up. I mean, he looked like he was jittery. Like, that probably, you're probably going to lose by a point or two, and you'll probably look back at some of those possessions and say, man, if I just stayed within myself and played my brand of game instead of, you know, allowing the moment to make me think I had to do more, maybe we win. And I'm not in any way inferring this is on Josh Allen, but, like, even their approach, I mean, you could tell me 29 points at Arrowhead's pretty good, but it wasn't good enough here. I mean, they took the ball out of Josh Allen's hands for long stretches of that game. When you run on 16 of 17 plays with a quarterback of this caliber, like, what's the opportunity cost of that? How many potential passing plays has he lost because you're losing possessions because you seemingly want to play this game at a low score? Well, was it a low scoring game? I mean, they played it as if they wanted it to be, right? A game where we cut down on possessions and we bleed the clock and we win 24-21. Well, turns out you needed 33 to win this one, Hoss. So it's 33 runs to 35 dropbacks or whatever. Like, and I know they don't have a superstar receiver, but they won a lot of games with this quarterback making a lot of plays. And I felt like they really put him deep into game management mode the last two playoff games. And they won one because the other team turned it over three times. Well, this team's not turning it over three times at home in a championship game. You got the one. You took advantage of it. But, like, I don't know, man. I just watched them operate. And it looked to me like they were playing not – to lose rather than to win. It looked like they felt like they had to be a certain way to keep this a game. I also feel like Andy Reid fell in that trap in the second half. And I'm like, dude, they didn't have much of a pass rush. You could throw to any quadrant you wanted, right? You know what I mean? Like, it looked like you were about to go up 14-3 and boat race them. Why are we now leaning into Kareem Hunt, Kareem Hunt, Kareem Hunt? And I look, I get it. You can't throw every down. But I feel like this game in the third quarter kind of got into a weird spot. And then it ended up with most people. It ended up being a shootout anyway. And you ended up needing 33 to beat this iteration of the Chiefs, which is supposedly built on defense and special teams more than offense. But they still scored 32 on you. Why? Because you only turned them over once. I mean, that, like, I just think there were some things for me that I felt like, as an approach, the Bills might want to rethink. But a lot of people are going to come up a point or two short at Arrowhead. Pretty much everybody all the time, when it really matters, is going to come up a point or two short at Arrowhead. Even beating the Bills or beating the Chiefs in the regular season wasn't enough for you to have them have to come back to you a second time. Did the officials have something to do with it? Yeah, but that's not, I mean, this team's 17-3 in the playoffs now with Mahomes. Like,
correct.
I mean, the official, correct. Like, what? I mean, Patrick Mahomes has lost one football game since Christmas Day 2023. I'm going to repeat that. He's lost one football game that he started since Christmas Day of 2023. And that includes a run to the Super Bowl where they didn't have the bye. Everything wasn't at their place, right? They had to play the full slate of playoff games.
Yeah.
And this guy now is going into Super Bowl the next year, and he's lost one time since Antonio Pierce beat him in Arrowhead on Christmas Day 2023. I mean, they just excel at winning football games. They just excel at being a point or two or 3 points better than you. I mean, what's the run of one score games that they've won now? I mean, it's nuts, but it's not luck. And they do it in different ways. Like, they could beat you, like I said, they could beat you 14-10 at Arrowhead, or they could beat you 32-29. And it's 32-29. And like, who was the offensive star for the Kansas City Chiefs? Was it Xavier Worthy? Like, yeah, who was it? It wasn't Kelsey. They didn't throw to Noah Gray at all. No. D-Hop, did he? I mean, Hollywood dropped balls. That's what he does. Like, who? Tell me. They scored 32 points. Like, Mahomes is a football genius. He keeps them in position to win games. He does just enough to keep drives sustained. He doesn't turn it over. But, like, Kareem Hunt had a nice game. I mean, this guy was on a scrap heap week 8. Week 6, whenever they signed him. Like, it's Mahomes and Reed. So, 17-3, man. I mean, fight it if you want, but it's never been done before. It's never been done before. Yeah. Brady and Belichick.
Numbers don't lie. And here's my issue with, as far as game planning or maybe adjusting for the Bills. It's in the huddle. Carl Dukes, along with Jason LaConfora. Of course, Brian Baldinger, part of this podcast, as well as we recap what went on. We're going to talk about some of the coaching jobs coming up here that have been filled. And there is one job open as we do this podcast on Tuesday, January 28th. We'll see if it's filled by the end of the day or not, maybe by the end of the week.
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Joe Brady. And I said this on the podcast, guys, last week. I thought James Cook should have been a bigger part of this game plan. Cook, Jason, was getting 6 yards a pop. And they didn't lean into that. They didn't say, hey, you know what? Let's keep trying to give him the ball. Let's find him in open space. He caught 3 balls and made big plays for the Bills. So, you know, Kansas City had the ball. They got 3 touchdowns on 4 possessions in the first half. You thought this was going to be a blowout. And then third quarter comes. They have to punt twice, and all of a sudden the Bills overcome an 11-point deficit. I just feel like if they're going to go back and look at this thing, to your point, if you're going to play conservative, that's where I think they missed out. James Cook should have been a bigger part of what they were doing because he was having success. He was the one thing the Chiefs were having issues with.
Yeah.
And that I don't understand.
Well, they like the multiplicity in the run game. There's no doubt about that. They like having the 3 different backs and how they complement each other and going to them in different situations and keeping them all involved. And again, it served them pretty well. Yeah, I mean, Cook caught three balls. He could have caught 6. He could have caught 7. I don't think they had a lot of answers for that. The way they were deploying their linebackers, I don't know that Bolton and those guys either weren't that worried about it or were maybe willing to concede that. They had one explosive pass play in the game. It was the touchdown.
Mac Hollins.
To Hollins.
Yeah.
They had no other pass plays over 25 yards, of 25 yards or more in that game, and they weren't even attempting it. I mean, Josh Allen averaged under 7 yards per attempt. I think it was 6.9 yards per attempt. It felt very much like he was handcuffed. There wasn't him making plays outside the pocket, pushing the ball downfield. I feel like they played a little bit with one hand tied behind their back. We've seen that offense just a few weeks ago go bonkers against some teams, right? Go bonkers against the Lions, go bonkers against the Rams. And this is a better defense. I understand that. But I don't know. I don't know if it was deference or showing too much respect or overthinking it. Mm. But I also think you can try to win controlling the ball, but I also think you need to show this Chiefs defense that we are going to attack you. We are going to make you defend deep. Or they will, you know, if you become predictable, I think they will tune it up in the key spots and get the stops that they need. But, I mean, again, like, we're all nitpicking here. Like, we'll be talking 10 years from now, and I bet you can count on one hand the number of people who went to Arrowhead in the playoffs and beat these guys. Now, I'm not saying they won't lose on the road. I'm not saying there won't be a year where Mahomes tears his ACL like Brady did and they don't even make the playoffs or they're a wild card and they get whacked in the first round. Like, I'm not saying it's inevitable that they're hosting the championship game every year. But when they do host the championship game, how many people are going to break fast forward to his age 39 season, if he plays that long, how many people will have broke through at Arrowhead? I think we'll be able to count them on one hand.
Yeah. Well, look, just like with Brady, experience after experience in these big games for Mahomes, your heartbeat starts to go down like this.
Yeah.
First time you ever play in it, it's off the charts. By now, 7 straight, right? You learn what not to do. That's the other part, right? It's not like, oh, I don't know if I should. He already knows what not to do. And I agree with you. That is a big part of this.
Well, and a lot of guys say, I just want to win the game. He's already at the point where he's a first ballot Hall of Famer if he retires tomorrow. So it literally is about that for him. There is no part of him that feels like, oh, I haven't made a big play in a while. Let me do it now. Like, that right. Part of his brain, if it ever existed, is dead. It's cut off. It's kill switched by the, like, cyborg must-win mode. Don't care if I handball off 55 times. Like, it's so, like, and as Baldy's brought up many times on this podcast, they've also learned as an organization how to fast forward and how to sort of rewind through a regular season. And when they need to double back and say, all right, that's too horse shit. We need to clean it up, right? And when they can coast and when they can glide, right?
That's right.
Like, there's so much institutional knowledge that they've built up in such a short period of time. They have lapped the field twice, maybe three times over in that regard, just during Patrick Mahomes' career, that just there's intangibles, there's body clock, there's just a degree of mastery of circumstance that they have harnessed that other people can't tap into. And I don't think Mahomes cares about anything at all other than winning. Like, I bet he sincerely hopes somebody other than me wins this MVP, Super Bowl MVP award, because that meant I didn't have to throw it 55 times and I didn't have to be a hero, right? And maybe we were able to win this without it being as manic and tension filled as it was in Vegas last year going to overtime against the 49ers. Like, they've achieved so much already that like, it, nothing else matters other than winning. And again, a lot of people say it, but I don't know how many truly believe it and how many, when the season's on the line, go out and perform that way.